You are now tuned in to Vontae NYC Podcast. With
yeah!
Oh my gosh, that's like a
y'all know the vibes. Hey guys, what's popping, y'all? Everybody, how you doing? This is a special drop for Vontae NYC Podcast. I drop bi-weekly, but here we are again, back-to-back Fridays. Because of this guy in the building. But before that, you know, if you're seeing this video, you have subscribed to my Patreon, or Mont Dad, who has a very popular YouTube channel, will have the video possibly released for you for his own public perception and public friend viewing. Other than that, you know, next Saturday is our photo studio day, open studio day. We are doing 5 digital images for only $35 plus open bar. First of all, you're never getting a photo shoot anywhere for $35.
At $35.
And open bar at that. There's going to be some vendors in the building. Johnny's Juice, Rob Walks Cooks. Yeah. Hope to see you there. At this point, at the pod being out, tickets will have not been on sale anymore. They did stop selling on November 3rd. We're speaking in past tests and we're in the past though. But yeah, if you do want some last minute tickets, if you're hearing this pod, holla at me. I might have some discounted tickets for you. So if you have some friends that want some change off last minute tickets, I can definitely offer it to you if you hear the pod. Code word is something light.
Something light.
You DM me something light. I would know you have heard this part of the podcast. We'll offer you a discount for the ticket for Something Light Media only on this weekend. After this Sunday, though, tickets done. Don't want to hold you up about our event because my guest at this time, Mr. Mont Dad TV, who's no stranger to the show. He is a friend of the show. He's back, actually. You've seen him come up here with Stone Harden. You've seen Keys come back, and now you got Mont here.
Yes,
sir. Dolly, how you feeling?
I'm good.
Coming off a strong Halloween.
Unfortunately, that holiday, but yeah, it was a strong one.
I was watching your stories last night. Oh, we were recording this on a Monday, so this happened yesterday, which was Halloween. I was amazed. Obviously, I was hoping everybody was safe.
But
it was a good turnout. Packed. Everybody came out in costume. Everybody had fun. Looks like no drama.
No. That's what's funny. We never had drama at any of our parties.
That's what we need more of.
Yeah.
Talk about this party. It was called
Trick or Treat.
Or Treat.
And I felt like I didn't pick that name. My man's there, a part of the Live Fam team. Mm-hmm. It was a collab about last night. Live Fam. I'm a part of about last night.
Got you.
But he picked that name, ironically. But I felt like it was a good year for that name. Because after COVID, bitches was out of the tree.
It was out here.
And niggas was tricking.
When tickets first went on sale for it, I remember seeing the flyers go up. Did you think that you would have anywhere near the success that you guys had last night?
Nah. I knew it would be like packed. Because normally, like at least on average, we make sure we push to at least 200 ticket sales. But last night was like over 375, if I'm not mistaken.
It was crowded.
That's just online tickets. People were still paying at the door.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And afterwards, how was the let out? I know party let outs at that size had to be. Was it crazy? Was it
it was lit. Like everybody was trying to.
Where was
down.
It? Well, not at
Queens.
It was in Queens. Okay. Yeah. I that's another thing too. I remember you asked me before the pod started recording why I didn't come. I don't really celebrate Halloween. That's not my thing. I mean, one, and then two, not saying I don't celebrate it for any like religious stuff. I feel like,
listen, it's a
ain't
lot
dressing
of
up no more at no my age, you know what I'm saying? I'm chilling.
It's a different meaning with Halloween.
And then two, it's in Queens, man. Like, I'm a Brooklyn guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm gonna leave my borough, if ain't no, what Roy said, if I don't got no business there, I don't got no business there.
I respect
you
it.
Me?
I respect
and it. But not saying that I want to go to a party because a lot of people I flopped on. Shout out to every party that I flopped on. They all great turnout. Your party was great. My homegirls Jazz and K threw a party. It looked like it was fire.
Shout out Jazz and K.
So everybody party was great. I'm happy I had a good time. I was at a birthday party over the weekend, so I didn't really mind.
How was that? It was
2 year old, my niece.
Oh, always.
Yeah, kids running around going crazy. I went for the party bags, the little pizza that you're supposed to give out to the kids. I was going for those slices and see some of my family. You know,
that's always good.
Yeah, but now we're here for Mom and Dad TV. So when you were here a couple of months ago, we got briefly into who you are, and we always said you're gonna come back up. We look different too. Hair grew. You got got the hang time.
Trying. You feel me? I'm still in the early.
That's
ages.
That's kind of quick, actually. Let me look at this post that you came up because you still little, had the you still had the short crazy. Drawn. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Jamaican and trendy, so the hair do grow.
Okay, I'm trendy, so that makes sense. My hair grow fast too. Yeah, so I got my hood on because I'm looking crazy.
I rushed to get a cut today.
Shape up. Man, I'm busy. I can't. See, that's how busy I am. I can't even get that.
I know. Yeah. You're actually a busy ass.
I try not to be, though. You are, what they say, viral. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of viral moments. You got a lot of views across a lot of platforms. Let's take it back, of course. Pause to the early days of Mom and Dad. Like, where did you or when did you realize? Well, obviously, you always knew you're funny.
Yeah.
That's something that everybody knows. If you're a funny person, you know that from day one, right? When did you realize you want everybody else to know you were funny?
I wanted everybody. True say, I never told nobody this. Mm-hmm. I wanted everybody else to know I was funny in high school. Because I was playing basketball, right? This is not between us, so everybody about to know this. Yeah. I liked High School Musical so much. Not like I liked like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. I liked the whole idea of it. The way they
it was great.
And every high schooler, no matter if they was gangster taking people's biggies and they watched that shit. You know me? So I liked it. I went to private school. I transferred private schools playing sports, basketball. So I'm like, fuck it. I could do musical and plays too. Like son Troy was doing it. I could do that too. And I'm funnier than Troy. So, like, I started doing the plays and the musicals, not only acting, but doing the production behind it, like the lighting and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
So, that was, like, really me wanting people to know, like, I got something else in the bag.
Yeah.
But the whole social media, that was, like, college. I'm going to say the ending of sophomore year, but really seriousness, the ending.
Okay. Yeah. Initial reactions to you being this... you know, athlete in high school, now you're becoming the Troy Bolton. How did, like, your peers in school, you went to private school, so how did they react to you?
They didn't, they were cool.
Seeing the jock, quote unquote, they were transferring to the arts.
They were cool. The type of private school I went to, it was like, I was probably like one of 13 black, honestly. Goddamn. So, like, I was a cool kid, you feel me? I was always kept in touch with my public school friends.
Yeah.
You feel me? So.
You transferred because of what, behavior?
Nah, you know what it is? I always had good grades. But I was always the class clown.
Yeah.
And my mom felt that making me transfer schools, that was going to stop. So she was like, you know what? You want to play sports, right? I'm going to send you. She was going to send me to some school called Mercersburg, Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
Exactly, bro.
I went to Grand Street campus my freshman year, but then I transferred to Madison after because my mom was like, yeah, we not.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
It's never going to happen to you. So, but I get where like the transfer came from.
Yeah.
So, all right, you get into college now. Social media becomes... What years are your college years? What, like,
I started St. French 2014.
2014?
Yeah, started.
And you, like, y'all alum are crazy. St. Yeah. Francis alum is crazy. We got, on this pod already, we got you, we got Keese, we got Stone.
Stone didn't go to St. Francis. He chilled Stone to, like, half of St. Francis, though.
Boom, but we also got Phil, have Phil Tate. On the show a couple years ago.
Phil Tate.
He was my first guest, and he on the news.
He's big, man.
News reporter. So, y'all alum strong. And my boy Brandon went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know a couple of y'all alum, bro. So
you got,
strong.
Even Jeff, sports. We got Jeff. Chris Hooper.
Jeff getting a shout out on every episode, look like, because everybody knows
Jeff
him,
is that guy. He was helping us with the recording and all that. Mm-hmm. He would be in the chat and be like, I'm not going to be in the video, but this is a good idea.
Yeah, he's That's smart why, with yeah, it, man.
He is.
I think, did I tell a full story on here how I met Jeff? I'll keep it brief, but we worked at the same sleepaway camp.
Oh, shit.
And that's how I met him. We were working with kids. But we kind of met because Jeff is hilarious.
He's really a hidden, like,
and in my own right, like, I used to be a funny guy. Now I'm just more like, I guess.
Executive. Your business.
Yeah. So that's how we met, bro, just over some joke. Like, there's a joke where you got to throw the book bag on your shoulder, clap two times. We was in a hotel room. We had, like, hotel parties on our weekends off at camp.
Jeff's a party guy.
So. Jeff had, I remember he came into the room, no shoes. Like, Jeff, will you? He came, bro. He grabbed the book bag, put it on his shoulder, clapped his hands. About to get some cheeks.
Yo, Jeff. Bro, I swear he probably been doing that since a kid.
I promise you, you go to Jeff, throw a book back on your shoulder and clap two times, I promise you he's going to break down and be weak wherever
he's
at.
That's a Jeff thing.
Yeah, that's a Jeff thing. But no, I got to get him up here too, man. We get, definitely got to get, because Jeff, definitely. he got a strong story. I feel like we need to be here on the podcast as well.
Me and him was the managers. I was the manager of the men's basketball team at St. Francis. He was the manager at the women's basketball team. He stuck with it.
And boomed out. Boom. Yeah. So now, okay, so we get to the college years. 2014, and social media was a heavy year. That's the Bobby Shmurda year.
Yeah, it was heavy. It was heavy. You know, I'm going to be honest. It was heavy for comedy. Yeah. Music, obviously. Yeah. Bobby Shmurda, Brooklyn.
But I was trying to put that in the perspective of like where we were also like in comedy. Like you're about to say Shiggy. Comedy-wise. Did Shiggy just pop off 2014?
Nah, Shiggy actually popped off earlier. But if I'm not mistaken, his gram got deleted or something.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I know Shiggy. He had that year, respectfully. It was between him and Rennie.
Rennie, yeah.
Shout out but Rennie. I respectfully thought Rennie had it that year because he was more marketable.
Rennie's
way more marketable. And I'm not saying that in a bad way or a good way to anybody else, but like, Rennie can literally do a comedy movie probably without saying a curse word. That's kind of very hard. Without saying a word. Like just acting.
So now you start. So what was like, it was Facebook. Facebook was like the thing for everybody around that age, right? That's when, so.
Pudgy was going crazy on Facebook.
So did you have any like those big moments on Facebook of any of your stuff going crazy early?
Crackheads. I think my first viral video was Crackheads outside of St. Francis. Mm. And we was just recording them talking. And I think she said something like, two wrongs don't make a right. Just because I cheated on you. It was just something funny. At the end, she ended it with herpes. So it just went viral. Da, da, da. And then everybody from like my old high school, either Valley Stream South or Lawrence Women Academy, they was like, yo, you got to keep the video. Bro, we've been telling you to do videos. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I just started doing videos. And I think my next one that was viral was the Crocs one. Mm. I started wearing Crocs. I got a funny story with that. But I mainly was wearing Crocs because I was going through something at the time. Mm. So literally, I only had Crocs.
Mm.
So I was wearing Crocs and making videos. And niggas was just like, I ain't going to hold you the funny nigga with the Crocs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like that. This was before niggas was wearing Crocs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Crocs is also like a, people think like Crocs came out of nowhere. I remember, like I was saying, I worked at camp and all the kids wore Crocs, bro. And this is like 2013, 2014. And then now it's like a thing. But I used to hate them then.
Everybody used to cut my ass, bro. Like, What are you doing? I was in parties with Crocs.
Crocs me prefer.
Yeah,
right?
Bro. I had a promo video go viral. That was my second viral video. It was like 5 million views. Mm. I was sitting down calm with my Crocs. I had two different pairs of Crocs, legs crossed, and bitches just turking around. The shit just went viral.
I gotta see these videos,
Everybody posted that shit.
Yeah. Like, so obviously today's viral is different from yesterday's viral. Yesterday's viral, there wasn't that many people.
Yeah.
So like you would stand out if you dropped something today. Now it's like people dropping.
Saturated.
Do you think that because of that, comedy is becoming oversaturated?
Yeah. Comedy is becoming oversaturated, but then that just makes you want to work harder. It's like, I was standing out before. Why can't I stand out now? No matter if it's a million more motherfucking people. Yeah. I know I'm funny like this.
And you got it, yeah.
I just got to work harder.
Yeah, and I think like if you had a lot of eyes on you back then, with more eyes out there now, and you can get
exactly.
You know, it only can grow from there. I don't feel like it can increase.
Like imagine Bernie Mac or like Cat Williams. They had social media back in the
day. Yeah, I think a lot of things would be different.
Son.
I think a lot of things in a lot of places would be different, in just entertainment in general. If people like of yesterday had social media, what? Like yeah, I'm talking about like, but also. Let's say if they had social media, but we were also in the times we are in now.
Bernie Mac would ride.
Yeah, the people get canceled left and right.
But I would still be laughing. Real, real, you know.
We know cancel culture is not really real, so it's
exactly. He's going to get that back still. Mm-hmm. God bless his soul. But the cancel culture, per se, they're going to be very. Cause the same one that talking about Dave, they would definitely be talking about Bernie without a doubt.
Facts. Keys Entertainment came on here. And brother. people say that Keese is one of the funniest people they follow on social media. He came on here and said that you are the funniest person that he knows.
He's the funniest person I know.
Well, there settles that.
He says that, but he knows. Like he's bro. I be telling him, yo, bro, you funnier than me. He be like, bro, nah, you do that, bro. You're because he can. It's just different. Like,
do people compare you to
all the time? But we don't let that. You know, I'm pretty sure they. when the Kings of Comedy was out, they was comparing them as everybody was special in their own way. And I'll be telling Keese, he has a different type of raw talent. Like, whatever he went through, that shit helps. Because he went through some shit a lot of people haven't, it helps. It helps because he can only joke about it.
Where does your inspiration come from?
That getting kicked out the crib. No funny shit. I ain't gonna hold. I was born with a silver spoon. Family.
You went to private school,
mom. You know, yeah, I'm old. I was born with a silver spoon, but you know, it happens or whatever. Da, da, da.
Yeah, sometimes it gets like, you know what I always say? Because I mean, I won't say I was born with a silver spoon, but I ain't have it bad.
My
family's pretty good. And I feel like when you are in such a privileged place, there's a fear of missing out of, subconsciously, there's a fear of missing out of like what can be.
Yo.
If you didn't have it, right? I don't know how to explain it, but I'm thinking about it now. Like,
you really wake up.
I think about times like, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, like, you know, I didn't see certain people with certain things or whatever the situation could have been. And I'm like, well, you know, let me not do something and see what it feels like just because of, I want to see what it feels like, what somebody else goes through. But yeah, so you get kicked out and what happens from there? You just start to go content crazy.
Yeah, but I was still trying to go to school because my school was already paid for that junior year. So I was sneaking in the dorms doing content. I did some funny shit, like trapped in the dorms. It wasn't on no weird R. Kelly shit. Nah. Actually funny, you feel me?
Yeah, we don't, but, hold on, we don't endorse.
Yeah, I'm not that endorsing man. That man.
But no, I can get
you feel me?
And this is also back in the day, we knew he was a creep, but we just didn't know the full extent of his creepiness.
But I was doing content in the dorms, sneaking in the dorms, trying to go to class. But like, you know, it happened. But yeah, after that, it was like, oh shit, I gotta go content creep.
Yeah,
we just kept going content crazy, you know, working or whatever, trying to keep it at that time, trying to keep a steady job. But fucking yeah, content crazy. Then we got a show. It was literally, it was me and Keese, Mr. I'm So Fly, my boy. That's my man's. My man's Dustin. He live in L.A. now. But
that's what I'm trying to be, man.
Shiggy. It was Shiggy. Yeah, L.A. It was Shiggy Capri.
Yeah, from there. Yeah, shout out to Capri. I got a crazy story about him too, but I think I told it on here before.
5Q, I think, was at the show. And Mr. Commodore. And funny story, my family's big in Harlem or whatever. But my uncle know Mr. Commodore. But I never really used that. Yeah, that guy. I didn't want to be a E-Rodder, you know? Yeah. But it's just funny because that show, I met damn near all the people in there. Big now, you feel me? There.
Everybody that you named, big. I was like, okay, boom, yeah. Okay, boom.
And it was a roast session. Mm. And you know what's funny? I was the first person to say that. Fucking what's the shit? The boy look like radio.
Yeah,
I said that shit in 20 whatever year that was.
And then they just somebody like,
nah, niggas loved it, but I ain't win a round or whatever.
Yeah,
I think I was came in second place for that round, but in general I ain't win that.
Yeah, I mean, but you got that's a lot of talent up there.
Yeah, nah, it was a lot of talent. That shit was lit though. I loved the experience. You feel me? I was that grateful.
What's another early experience that you feel like push you to keep your whole content stuff going? Because 2014 is a year where we was outside. Everybody was outside 2014. And you younger than me. So 2014, y'all were outside illegally.
Yeah.
Somewhere around, just getting legal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So how was it? Like, what around that time kept you to keep it pushing? I know you were busy. College must have been crazy. Like, I'm pretty sure school was crazy. I'm pretty sure, like, being that age or just being with your friends, what kept you pushing it? Like, was any, like,
2014?
Or just in the beginning stages? What made you say?
Oh, all right. So the beginning, like, that's more, I'm going to say 2016.
Okay.
Being outside the parties. Because, like, that was still a safety net for me. Because this is me out the house, kind of. So, like, Keese holds it down. I'm with Keese.
Yeah.
But I'm throwing parties. So it's a safety net for finances, but also, like, networking.
Got you.
Because it's packed parties, but, like, they're going to know, oh, we throw the parties. They're going to see my face because I'm a dance or do something funny. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to follow me. So what can I do? Keep dropping skits. The more people that see the skits, they'll come to the party. Because, the funny kid that's the party, he's the funny kid. Of course people's going to come party. He's funny.
Man, I'll tell you that. I mean, that funny stuff work, man. Let me tell you, I got to start being funny again. Because that turnout for that party I'm still thinking about off of some funny guys. You know what I mean? And I mean, y'all party promoters too, but yeah. And I like party promoters that doing this on a weekly basis. So it's like to see that. Still impressed, man. Still impressive. Let's skip all the boring middle grounds? Because, I mean, people can follow you, see what's going on, and you want to check into that. The more recent thing that happened to you is you got hacked, deleted, disabled, one of them.
Son.
And I fell victim to that. Hopefully you can somehow work that out in the future. It took me 8 months to get mine back.
That's
yeah, they have this thing on Instagram now. And this is for people who get hacked, all these people that, I don't know what happened to you in your situation, but the people that click those Bitcoin links or those Cash App links, them people who you see the post pop up, $10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
No. You guys, I hope you don't get your Instagram back.
Yeah, because you got fooled.
But if you want to try to get your Instagram back, go to your settings, go to login, click like need help. They're going to ask you to upload a selfie video, but you could do it in the app. So what I did was they had you move your head all around crazy, and they scan it. A day later, they tell you to pick an email that's not associated with any Instagram. So like a brand new email or something that you never use, so they could send you the login through there. I woke up the next morning, bro, logged back in. I logged in. I had 1,000,001 DMs saying, suck my, you, because everybody was mad at the hacker. So I felt like I was getting attacked, but I got it back.
He had to reply.
Yo, and it's
it wasn't me.
And they blocked so many people too. So I had to unblock over 150 people. It was crazy. People still got the page blocked because they don't know I got it back. But it's but hopefully you get yours back, man, because I know what it's like to lose it.
Need help?
That happened to you. What happened when your Instagram got hacked, though? Do you know what happened to it?
Yeah, somebody reported 42 of my posts, and they did it for days straight. Because I kept getting the thing, these reports is nudity, harassment, bullying. And this was at the time that I was, telling niggas suck my dick on live and disrespectful. They was like, who's this? You're a funny guy. You can't talk hot to us. Yeah, suck my dick, fuck you. Fucking your bitch.
Hold on. My thing is this, right? Here's my thing. 42 times every day. 42 is crazy
times
to
every
me.
Day. And it was the first 42 posts going down. I'm talking regular flyers, shit like that. Nudity, bullying. What the fuck am I bullying? what? And Instagram eating it up every day, seven days straight.
It's crazy, right, that you say that? Because the other day, bro, somebody that I follow was in a live. And then, is this safe for work? They were performing sexual activities on his live on Instagram at 4 a.m. and Instagram is letting it rock. Because I clicked out of it and out of curiosity to see if it was still allowed to go on. 10 minutes later, I clicked back in and it's still there on four different screens at that. Because Instagram live got the multiple screen.
You know why? Because the Instagram headquarters, they be watching that shit, off, son. I'm telling
Jack
you.
Jack Instagram or his Twitter? He's Twitter probably. He's Jack be jacking off. Yeah, bro, that's crazy to me.
What? Bro, bitches be selling pussy on Instagram.
My thing is they will say you can't say X, Y, and Z. I remember somebody TikTok got deleted because they used the R word you can't use, right? I get it.
But you can say the N word.
Yeah, but I get it, right? I get the sensitivity in it. But like you said, you can say the N word and nobody bats an eye, bro. This is a corrupt system. How does it, so now that you got that happened, your Instagram is down, you come back in, how has your engagement been? How has your, your activeness in the game been since that got deleted? Did it really affect you? Because you still have your views across the board everywhere else.
But how did Instagram affect you? It affected me in both ways. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say in a negative way towards the Instagram engagement, because it went down a little. Mm-hmm. So mentally you'll be mentally a normal but me, I give a fuck about a view. I still know what I can do.
Once you got your content elsewhere, Instagram is not really
a factor.
Yeah,
I got it on Twitter. I got it da 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 da. So it's it's YouTube, there.
Man, get your videos out, exactly. Man. I love the Instagram posts and the reels and all that, but put it on YouTube. Even if it don't get crazy love, at least it's there.
It's YouTube.
When Instagram went down that day, everybody was crying.
And half of my shit was still on YouTube.
You know, I was also mad because I just got Instagram went down the day I requested to get my page back, and I thought I broke Instagram. I was like, no one man should have all this power. I promise you, bro. I requested it, took a nap, woke up, tried to log in, and it was Instagram, you can't log in or something, error. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. How did I try to get my Instagram back, and now all my grams are gone? I go on Twitter, and I see everybody talking about it being down. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm safe. So yeah, like you said, it didn't really affect you. It went, the engagement went down a bit. Is it coming back up now? Is it getting back up there?
It's coming better.
Reels are helping out a lot.
Reels, that was my thing. Reels and YouTube, it helped. But when Instagram literally said "fuck you," we're taking your shit down because what somebody said. You know what I said? I said, "What would Malcolm do?" I took it outside of comedy, Vontae. I'm telling you, I said, "What would Malcolm do?" You feel me? And I said, Malcolm would want his own.
Yeah.
And I hit my sister up. I already got the Slow Bop website.
Yeah,
merch.
Shout out Slow Bop.
I said, I'm going to write this TV show. Done with the TV show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the TV show on YouTube. Da, da, da,
and that's the Mom's Clicks.
Yeah, yeah. I got it. And I finished writing it. Mm-hmm. 4 episodes. Vontae, you in it. Yeah.
How did I get in it?
Yo, bro, it's a lot of people in it that they don't even know they're in it. But they're going to get that. Yo, when y'all get added in that group chat in February, and it's going to be like 40 of y'all. Y'all going to be like, what the
No fuck? Way.
I swear. bro, the past 3-4 months, just writing and planning other shit.
Like, let's get it.
You feel me? I don't want to speak on don't a lot on of it.
You're going to come back on when it's time to, hey, listen, if you got me involved, man, you know I'm out there.
Yeah, outside, listen. Outside. You're going to like it, too. And you know what? I'm going to give you a spoiler. You're with Stone. Mm. Yo, with Stone in the role and everything. Mm. Y'all awesome. You feel me? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to act. I'm ready to
say yeah.
IMDb. Yeah. Let's get it. Now I'm about to get him act. Yo, 2022, I'm coming for
everything.
Every avenue, man. You're going to see me in everything. Everything.
They trying to limit shit, man.
Yeah.
You need a vaccine for a lot of shit. Yeah. Not saying that, you know, vaccine. I don't want to speak my political. Get your shit taken down.
Nah, I mean, listen, people going to do what they got to do in life. Exactly. My platform is, you know, say what you got to say. If I get taken down for somebody's viewpoint, then that means my podcast shouldn't have been up in the first place. You feel me? Like, if somebody's up here and giving the honest thought, that's what I got the platform for. It's not going to go certain places because of the things we may talk about, but hey, you can't say this nowhere else. I got you, man. Because we got other things where we keep it safe. So
exactly.
We good on that aspect. You know what I mean? During the pandemic, and I don't want to get too much into the pandemic, but was it a good place for you or a bad place for you? Meaning, did you have time to brainstorm?
Yeah, I elevate. Yeah, the pandemic helped me.
I see you're a businessman too. I see you got like you were going to restaurants, and I'm like, you starting your own delivery service or something?
Nah, it's a company I work for, Up Feast. Mm. And it's literally Uber Eats, but they don't charge restaurant partners, and their meals is only $7 to $9. The only problem is getting restaurants that charge $10 to $15 to drop their price to $7 to $9. They could drop say if they have portions is like 32 ounces, we'll drop it to 28.
Yeah, and then charge a little less for the
difference. But
some don't want
to. Yeah, they
that's
come
crazy.
On, exactly, it's like we have our own delivery guys. We don't charge you anything.
I feel like they would get so much bread. Like,
yo, bro, you would get way more bread in volume
because you got to also understand people don't want to. Like, let's say for example, you order something. Like, say we're here right now at the studio. Yeah. We want to order a quick bite. I'm not gonna order a big portion.
Yeah,
I might order the 28 ounce. Exactly. Of food and wow, now we got to talk about that. That's something that was getting certain areas that I think would or certain. Let's talk after this. That's something we can get into.
Yeah.
That's actually fire.
Bro, that's fire.
I saw you posting about it, and I was like, oh, what's this guy doing, like, with these restaurants? It's all the restaurants listed.
But they just changed my contract. At first, it was like, you know, they'll give you your pay weekly, even if you don't onboard a restaurant. Mm. I was running the shit up with boarding a restaurant. And other people was onboarding OD.
Now they say you got to onboard now.
They like, yeah. You want to get paid? The bread you was getting paid, you on board at least two now. I'm like,
well, now you just gotta work. Fuck. I mean, but you're a hard worker, bro. Yeah, hey, let's go back to this party. You had all them people out at that party, bro. That
was
insane.
But so it's do that, it's also can, nah, it's not just me though. It's also
it's
the
not
party
you,
team.
Bro. But I feel like you promoted it more than anybody on that.
I definitely go heavy. You know what? It's a mental thing. I don't want to feel like I ain't do my part.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I feel like I can post this or. I know this is a good idea to do something. Just do it.
Yeah.
Even if nobody else does it or somebody else does do it, just do it. Okay.
Let's talk about music a bit. Guy. Slow Bop Me.
Slow Bop Me.
I like the song.
I was high as hell with that.
You had to be. There's no way you were sober.
What?
Probably half the music you make, but why music?
What music do
why
I make?
Music?
Why music? Yeah. Honestly, I was a great kid, salutatory and stuff like that as a young boy.
Oh, you.
Bad
parents.
Anger. Yeah, anger issues. Mm. Like, before I moved to Long Island, I mean, like, I went to Manhattan Christian Academy. I remember I was a salutatorian, right? But I had my table and chair away from everybody in the class. Because I had a little tempering problem. So what my mom did is said, we're going to put your ass in piano, chorus, shit like that. So that's where the music fake started. She used to put me in chorus. You know, I used to do all Nismo, all county shit like that. Yeah. Interesting.
Not to cut you off, did you ever like, and later on in life, kind of like figure out where your anger stemmed from?
Yeah, I did. But you know what's crazy? I never overcame it. I know where my anger comes from, but I'll still fucking get angry quick.
Yeah, you got angry with me when I...
No, I'm a, you know what's crazy? People think I get angry. I think it's... Well, that's why I'm going to send voice notes. Because I was not getting angry.
You angry in the voice note, bro. I was like, yo, bro, I told y'all couldn't stop playing. It's 8 in the morning. You fucking writing me like... But I just want to get it done.
I'm not angry, though. He's like,
I was like, damn. It's, I was like, damn.
It's probably my tone.
I thought we was boys. I thought we was all friends here.
Nigga, about to say, damn, what the fuck?
I was like, I know it's early.
Gangbanging like, on bacon?
Facts. I was like, bro, I was like, he didn't have his coffee yet. Like,
nah.
Because after that, it was regular. I was like, yeah, he didn't have no coffee.
He didn't have no coffee. He was, you can say he didn't have his morning butt.
It was like 8 o'clock, bro. I was like, yeah, I kind of seen why he, like, maybe just the way he sounded.
Yeah, it's probably my tone, bro. I swear. I was like, but other people, they'll be like, bro, man, cool. I didn't know you had a temper like that. Yeah, like seeing me with other people and shit like that.
Well, I mean, I guess the company that you keep today is kind of helping too, right? Like,
They keep me so calm. We keep each other calm, though.
Y'all have like...
It's just nothing but joke.
I like the dynamic. I always like... That's something I wish for. I'm not saying I don't have it with my people that I work with, but I wish that like... Sometimes I wish like my bros was in entertainment. You get what I'm saying? So I could be able to like...
Exactly.
Because I mean, the people that I work with are my guys. Like my... And they're my bros too, same way. But it's like... They are... Came on when I started entertainment. I'm talking about the people that knew me before all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched them. At least one of them was like a DJ or something. So that way we could be out
together. Something.
Like, when I'm out now, when I go places, they don't want to come because it's not their mix. And I'm kind of out the party mix. So it's like, I'm not going to go to the, you know what I'm saying, that party. I'm going to go to a party where I can kind of like network somewhere in there. So it's like a kind of, but y'all though, y'all everywhere together, man.
Yeah.
You got a good dynamic.
Wherever we go.
Yeah. So, What are you working on right now?
Besides the TV show?
Yeah.
Skits. About to drop the merch. I actually got some. I think I be leaving packages and shit in my book bag. I think I got a pack of thongs.
Yeah, a pack of thongs in the bag.
No, bro, I'm telling you.
You pull out slow bot me thongs on
camera.
That's
how true it is, bro.
My boy really got thongs. Let me see these thongs.
Those are purple. That's purple and blue. I just gave some girl 2 pink ones. Son, I'm telling slow you. Slow bop me. Marketing, you
know? What's slow bop me, man? Because the song was, you did the remix to Follow Me.
Yeah.
Right? So
slow bop is the proper way to ask for head. And the man, it's my older brother. It's not really my brother, but I call him my older brother. His name is Bam. He go by Bam. He put me onto that word.
He's like, slow
yo, bop. I forgot what he was talking about. He was talking about something like legs back in Valley. And he said some shit like, what? This bitch gave me the slow bop. I looked up. Like, wait, she gave you the what? He said the slow bop, the giraffe neck, the wet throat. I was like, what that mean? Like, that's the proper way to ask a bitch for head.
Say, yo, I took that shit. With it.
I said, I'm taking that. He said, do your thing. I know you're going to make it. He dead ass said that shit.
Like trademarked it and all that?
Yeah. Got the LLC and everything.
The LLC for, okay. So you really like trying to make this thing. I seen the hoodies. The hoodies are fire. Like the concept, like the Pornhub logo.
Went to Exotico with the shits, had the porn star, I was jacking it.
Yeah, how was that, man? I seen you guys.
It was our first time.
It's crazy. It was our first time. When I seen they were having it, we had it at
Jersey.
Like Jersey. Yeah, they said they were coming to the tri-state. I was like
nervous.
I already knew
we were gonna be
We're gonna be there. When I saw the stories and I'm like, yep, my predictions are true. Cause that's right up your alley. Like
Keith then started that porn star way. I give him the kudos.
Yeah, what's good with y'all and like y'all connection with porn stars?
If you think about it, me and Keese have like a raunchy side of comedy as well.
Yeah.
Like we can do the kiddie stuff, don't get me wrong, without cursing, but we can also do the stuff with curses. But then we can also bring a female.
Yeah, yeah. And it works well too. It doesn't ever look cringy. It doesn't look like.
Exactly. It doesn't look like we're creepy.
Yeah, it doesn't look creepy at all.
You know,
it
looks literally.
It's like good fashion. People laugh, like the women be in their week. So if the women laughing,
because they know.
Kind of got one.
And we always let. We send them a list of ideas, let them choose, so we're not trying to be like, because you know, there's those creepy photographers that's like butt naked on a 3-2.
And that's another thing, too. These women feel like they look like they have fun. Like, so obviously they want to do it. And
exactly.
Like, and I mean, being around you guys, I know you guys are not
weird shit, bro.
I don't know what you guys into. And
We now know. You feel me?
But like, I know that like these people have fun. They know it's a good fashion. They know it's going to go viral. They know like is getting their name out there. And that's another thing too. Whatever you guys post are always getting a good reception. Does that ever like get to your head?
Nah. Because of Instagram deleting my shit, that shit really don't get to my head. That shit could go like that.
Yeah. Over the summer, you were doing the Dunkers Delights. Yeah. You were hosting some of those out there. How was that?
That was fun. That was because they don't got them shits in Long Island. Like, I left the Bronx in like fourth grade.
So you didn't really have
none. I didn't have none of those. Yeah. So that shit was fun. Yeah, shout out to Ra. You be busy.
2022, yeah, I'm going to make sure I pop out to everything. I'm going to be less busy next year, but more effectively. So,
okay.
You know, trying, like you said, executive
role. Yeah, so trying to step exactly. Back a
bit and just let things play out under me. But, yeah, I got to. I was kind of pissed about that, too, not coming in because my boy Twist was there. Shout out Twist. Like,
bro, that's dead ass his hood.
Yeah, no funny shit. That's my hood.
Fucking ass. He said that's my hood.
I know Twist since we was kids. Like middle school, like it's my bro. People used to call us twins.
Word?
We don't look nothing alike, but
yeah, y'all don't look alike. But
people swore we was brothers.
Did you have a dark Caesar back then?
No, I had dreads.
The fuck?
Yeah, it don't even make sense. But also because we was cool, I guess. I don't. It don't make sense, but people said it right.
Yeah,
that's people my have guy, told me. Twist, man.
Me and Keese was brothers, and I'm like, you. We look alike.
Yeah, y'all look like. Yeah, brother. Y'all Drake and Josh type of brothers. Like,
I see what you're saying.
Like, cause there's no way y'all like blood brother. No, like, like, first of all,
yeah, bro. And people will sit there, nah, y'all fake. Boy, huh, please, don't lie to me.
When do you expect to put out this show?
Ah man, the summer, next summer, trying to start filming by March.
Yeah, holla at me, cause I don't know how many roles I got. I mean, not roles, but how many lines I got, whatever, how many scenes. But
oh no, y'all got like, some shit.
I feel like May, I'm being my little tour.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert. Okay, hold on. Next year.
Oh, yeah, you already spoiled it. You got to speak more on that one.
Yeah, so I'm trying to take this media stuff outside of New York. You can't just be the man in your city. You feel me? You got to be the man elsewhere. So we're hitting four cities. We're hitting ATL. We're hitting LA, Houston, and Miami. May throughout the course of the year. We're bringing a podcast. We're bringing some Lyrical Flexicide stuff out there. And if these cities have places where we can play some instruments, we're going to have some R&B pack out there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to spend like a good week or two in each one of these cities. Just I got some connects out in each one of these cities.
That's all you
networking. Yeah, I'm trying to go crazy.
What?
Yeah, we got to go.
That's all, bro. 2 weeks in those cities? Yeah, but network?
Yeah, I'm you know me. You know the
Yeah, I, so. What?
Do you have any goals for 2022?
Yeah. TV show. All right, so one of the goals I can say, no, nobody has done it. Mm. Or not that nobody has done it. I don't see anybody in our lane at my age, like the comedy, doing that. So hopefully I could get that done. And that's supposed to be by November of next year.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. See how you said next year, November, it's only November now. Take your time, creators. I think one of the biggest lessons I learned in 2021 is that if it's going to happen and if you want it to happen, it will.
It will.
Try not to rush it. I was supposed to have something happen on Halloween that I didn't even get to start on this year just because things started picking up in other lanes. But next year, Halloween. Halloween was quiet for me this year. I don't really celebrate the holiday, but I'd have a concept.
Okay.
Because obviously it's Halloween time.
Yeah.
2022. We got something.
Monte got something. Okay.
I'm gonna tell you what it is after this, but I can't tell people.
Of course not.
They'll never let me. They'll hunt me down until I put it out. If I tell them what it is, trust me. So yeah, besides the show, besides what else you want to do for
show, music. Got a lot of music videos about to drop in Stone. Supposed to. You got a plan for Stone.
Yeah,
Stone's supposed to be that man next. So when
that happens, right? Everybody set, like as far as y'all like.
Well, we don't want to look at that way.
When I say
we
set,
don't
when
rely
set,
on him, you know.
No, I'm not saying rely, but when I say set, like
once he said, he said.
Yeah, obviously, but obviously, like it'll be easier to get into some doors.
Not oh yeah, like, no, nah, of course, set, of course. Wise, yeah, yeah, yeah. Network, yeah. Stone, now Stone is like that.
He's everywhere,
if he
bro.
Got bro, if he has anything to do, he sends it in the chat. Like, bro, it's a chat. 10 of us. Yo, RSVP, everybody.
No, okay, yeah, I seen him at, where did I see him? We didn't really get to connect. It was like from Davies joint. You know, he was in Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And then briefly saw him. He was with PR dude.
Damon. Yeah, Damon, kinda, he be pushing a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, Damon kind of, he ain't wanna lock in though. He had four people for me for interviews. He ain't wanna lock them in though. He was like, I'm busy, man.
Yo, Damon, stop playing. Lock those in, my guy.
I'm just saying, man, like, be outside.
Be outside.
Who's somebody that you really wanna work with? Like, somebody, like, say, for example,
Jamie Foxx.
There goes the answer. And I see it. Why Jamie Foxx, though? Because there's a lot of reasons that people will want to work with him, obviously. He got a lot of talents. Why do you want to work with him?
Because that is my overall role model. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to comedy, it's either Dave or Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. When it comes to acting, either Denzel or Jamie Foxx. But then when it comes to everything, like, really Jamie, because the man sings. When I was young, I played piano, so I used to feel like when he did that, fuck you, fire. I was like,
And I hate Chance for using that as a sample. Like, Chance, why'd you use it? Like, wasting a goddamn good sample, bro. Like, shout out to Chance the Rapper, but like,
shout out to very dude, lyrical.
Like, out of all people that could use this as a sample, Chance the Rapper, bro. It don't go with your aesthetic, bro.
It didn't. He's a very lyrical motherfucker.
I had to get that out. That shit pissed me off. Man, that shit got me tight when it came out, bro.
That got it.
Damn.
But Jamie had it.
Yeah.
He had the TV show.
What do you feel about... I always put this concept up. Jamie Foxx versus Will Smith in an overall versus.
Jamie Foxx.
But look, peep this. They got to do 5 scenes from a show each, right? 5 scenes from a movie. And maybe 10 tracks. And that's a versus.
Jamie Foxx. You know why?
The songs, yeah. To me.
All right, you said 5 what?
5, like, let's say...
5 scenes from a movie?
Because, you know, they got, like, scenes and shit. And then, you know, the memorable scenes. And they got, obviously, Fresh Prince. You can Jamie Foxx show. You can pick scenes from there.
Now, watch this.
But then the music is where it get crazy.
Will Smith, if I'm not mistaken, his first movie... I'm not nobody to judge. Let me say this first. His first movie, his first film, he had an intercourse scene with another man. That was his first
movie. What was his first movie?
I forgot what it's called. But you can dead Google it or YouTube it. And I think that was his first movie. I could be wrong.
I just don't know what his first
but
movie
But I know was. He had a movie where he was doing something nasty with another man. You feel me? Now, when I look at Jamie's career... I look at the, what's the shit when he's playing the violin? Like, Jamie is a different type of actor. Like, don't get me wrong, Will Smith played Malcolm. He didn't did Bad Boys. He did a lot of different stuff. But Jamie can literally, like, play somebody special.
Yeah.
He can play somebody that's not really special, but seems kind of awkward. He could play somebody serious on Gangsta Timing. Like, it's just different. You know, he's really I don't know.
No, I'm gonna say right now. I think Jamie Foxx is an overall GOAT, bro. I think like, I remember going to like Empire.
Will Smith can't sing.
Yeah, true. I remember going to Empire Skating Rink and what song is it? DJ play a love song, which is, I was young though. Like, by teen night, I was only like 11, 12 during teen night. Teen night, like, you gotta be older than me. Like, I'm 28, so you have to be like the 30 and up crew to really appreciate teen night at Empire Skating Rink. But I just remember hearing that album. While we skating around, I was like, DJ, won't you play that? I'm like, it's Jamie Foxx. But like, I was too young to appreciate talent, right? But then I'm like, listen to it. I'm like, Jamie Foxx, nasty, bro.
Song with Drake.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, Will Smith.
Will Smith got a song with Drake.
Got us.
Will Smith got a song with Jordan Lucas. But hey, that's just a hit on there. So in the next, I hate the next 5 years question. But what do you see for the brands that you're creating, you as a professional or entrepreneur outside of your own individual brands, you know, creating the whole food service, et cetera. What do you see for yourself as a whole and in like the next, let's say 2 years? Because we got to chase our goals now. Like, we can't wait 5 years to chase them. So what do you see for 2 years down the line?
I see Slow Bop being a main distributor for a lot of our media. Like, not media of the world, but like, you know, skits.
You gotta sneak your way into Rolling Loud next year somehow.
Oh, I was supposed to be there today. I mean, not today. I was supposed to be at Rolling Loud. Funny story. Working Rolling Loud. Working event because somebody actually put me on. He was like, I know you don't got your vaccine. You want to see everybody.
Yeah, that vaccine is
Yeah, it's weird. But they were still going to get, like, the person I know, she was going to get me in to do the temperatures.
But I'm going to say, just because I've been in venues that have said vax only, people ain't vaxxed.
Yo, bro.
These venues.
Bro, Monte, who you telling?
Yeah, people not
vaxxed. I be seeing man. Them and with I, the I, fake I, vaccine
and
cards.
I just feel like, at this point, bro, like.
Come on, son.
Fake. I don't see them with no vaccine card.
Oh,
and then two,
shit.
My whole thing is with, like, you know, back to the whole NBA Kyrie stuff. Like, if you're going to let players from outside of our city
mm-hmm. play,
come into our city
without the vax,
without the vax to play, why do you ask the patrons to be? I don't know, man. It's a, I don't want to get into a vax Listen, conversation.
All I'm going to say is, when you go to certain places in the city, you're going to see a certain color.
Oh, no, facts.
And you know they all ain't vax.
No facts.
Half of them was Trump supporters. Nothing wrong with whoever they voted for.
Yeah, but
a lot of them Trump supporters, and a lot of Biden supporters was not jacking the vax. So when the fuck did all of y'all just jack it?
Yeah.
Y'all not getting vaccinated to go eat at Carmine's. Y'all know the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a fact. I actually want some Carmine's. They do takeout?
Not for us.
No, I'm so you can't walk into Carmine's and get some takeout? You gotta be vaxxed to get takeout?
Just to walk in, yeah. Bro, they treat. I'm telling so you, I'm watched.
I'm gonna tell them bring it outside then, because I need to. I have Carmine's in a minute.
The funny shit, the job stuff, the club fees, having to go into restaurants and talk. I went with my supervisor one time. Supervisor's the opposite, you know, color. I walked in before I could get a word. Are you vaxxed or did I? I walked out. Let them know what they said. he walked in and had a whole combo with. But I was showing him, and he's not vaxxed.
It's crazy.
I said, "Oh, it's like that. This is downtown Brooklyn."
Mom, before we, you know, obviously time is of the essence. And you're coming back when I get on this show, when I get on this TV show. Hey, I'm about to be in a show, y'all. Listen, you feel me? Y'all don't even know what's about to happen next year.
Yes, sir.
But do you think people of, I hate using the term people of color, do you think black people?
We can't use black though, Vontae, because black is seen as dead in the eyes of the law. And the law goes by the Black Laws Dictionary. Not black, but it's called Black Laws Dictionary. Mm-hmm. Feel me? They're not going to sit there and say that. But them courts, when they read, that's why on them checkboxes, you identify yourself as, some of them will say black, and then some of them will say African-American.
I always put other. Every single time.
You know why? Because a lot of them, they just want to subjugate us to something that we, they mixed up our culture. You have a lot of people that are Native American, and that was our color. And then you have people that did come from Africa. You can't say everybody came from Africa off a slave ship and then try to be like, oh, the Native Americans that were here, like, yeah, some of them were black, but, like, that's not y'all ancestors. That don't make sense.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
You feel me?
So you think us as a people,
we supposed
someday
to
will be the... I'm not saying that we're not superior now, but obviously you see how... I'm talking about entertainment. I'm not talking about in life, because in life we're going to do what we got to do to keep us pushing, but in entertainment, do you see us as...
Controlling it?
One day controlling it, us being, like, the most wins at the Grammys.
No. Because the Jewish banks own it. Respectfully,
we're never gonna talk on the. We're gonna let the Jews do what they gotta do. Speaking of Jews, before we actually get out of here, one of your biggest moments—well, not biggest moments, but one big moment—is that you had Jews woo-walking. I'm surprised we didn't even mention that. That's how much you've done since and outside of that.
Jews was woo-walking. But the Jews
was
woo-walking.
Yes. How was that? Before
that
we get out of here,
lit. I seen a lot of people getting friendly with Jews after that too. That's the only thing I'm saying. You know, I'm not nobody. I'm very humble.
That video going viral. Little... Does it come back to you often? Like. People know that you posted it.
Okay. Nah, a lot of people, they be like, yo, bro, I think I seen you was on with the Jew.
Because we didn't mention it when you came up with Stone, but obviously, you know, I always want to mention stuff when you come up. Anything else you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Trying to think. It's a lot. Just tune
into
Stone.
You know, you're always welcome, man. Like, I always tell people, and I'm glad you came. You and Keith so far are the only people that have taken me up on my offer to come back to the pod. You know, I always say, feel free to come back.
Yeah.
I'm always down to talk about what's new, what's going on. Yeah, the only people that say, you know what? You pulling up other guests? They're like, "Oh, we want to come back up more than once. Come up, bro. I'm not. There's no limit here. I mean, we rock it up.
Chat it up. You feel me?
Anything I want to give any foreshadowing to? Hey, what happens to a dream deferred? That's all I gotta say. February is coming. It's amongst us. A couple of months away. What happens to a dream deferred? I got a lot of setbacks this year. A lot of things sent me back. I was supposed to have a battle rap event. This how Halloween weekend, it couldn't happen because of restrictions. But when they ask the question in February, what happens to a dream deferred, you know what the answer going to be? I guess they'll never know. Hey, ladies and gents,
yo,
if you are seeing this, that means, again, you have the Patreon. If you also subscribe to Mondaz TV's YouTube, Mm-hmm. He will definitely have the video up there. I'm pretty sure he won't give up this opportunity to post this dope footage.
Of course not.
Shout out to the Gold Ink Studios of being my host today on a whim. But I like it here, man. That's a vibe. They got couch, got a whole plaque in here.
Yeah, I was looking at that whole vibe.
I like, you know, shout out to all the studios I've used. But this is definitely a place that I feel like I'm 100% going to come back to. So, again, shout outs to them for being a great host. I am blah, blah, blah. I'm dropping this. Yeah, so, again, come out to our photo studio day if you need some last-minute tickets.
I can bring girls.
Listen, they get some. They mentioned something light.
They got the money.
Tickets only $35. So
they got the money.
Listen, matter of fact, we're going to do this on air. Well, not on air, live, obviously.
Doing this on live. Feel me?
But we're going to do this. I'm going to send Mont, while we get out of here, ladies and gents, we have Mont Dad TV. Tap in with him. We can find social media while I'll send you the link.
All right. MONTDADTV2.
Yeah, make sure it's number Dad 2. His other joint is gone. Keep searching that for if it come back. Hopefully it come back. If it don't come back, we still outside.
Oh, no, it's coming back. You gave me the sauce.
Yeah, no, I got, bro, use the sauce. Other than that, though, ladies and gents, I'm going to go by Vonte NYC. You know, even when we outside, we still in the building. Thanks again for my guest being here. He's going to bring some girls to something like Media Open Studio Day. Hopefully I see them all. They got one more day to buy tickets anyway, so.
They could pull up in slow bop thongs, or they got to wear clothes?
They got to wear clothes. They could wear slow bop merch. I mean, okay. I got, there's other people going to be there during the slots.
Okay.
And
okay.
It might be kids during the first two slots. If they come during the first two slots, it's kids. They're going to be there.
Okay.
If they come later on, it's not going to be kids, but I would suggest being not in slow bop thongs.
All right. All right.
We can do a separate shoot with my camera guy and stuff outside of something media day. But
I'm here for anything. We here to work.
Yeah, other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we out of here. Yeah, that's it. Catch you next time.